Des, thank you very much indeed. Yes, you're very welcome back here to Abington Green, to the Palace of Westminster, where the events of the past week have certainly been unprecedented in modern democratic times. MPs have voted against holding an election this month, next month, and legislation preventing the UK leaving the EU is currently in the House of Lords, where there is a majority of Remain peers, but they fear that Leave Lords will filibuster over the next few days and prevent the bill becoming law. But last night, the government and the opposition agreed that that would not happen, and they agreed to pass the legislation by 5 o'clock on Friday evening, tomorrow evening. Well, I'm joined here now on Abington Green this morning by Alistair Burt, a member of the Conservative Party for 50 years, but who this week had the whip removed from him because he voted against Boris Johnson's government. Alistair Burt, you're very welcome. Do you have any regrets about voting against the government?
I've no regrets about the vote. I do regret the consequences in terms of losing the relationship with the Parliamentary Conservative Party here, but I'm very clear that I think myself and our colleagues, we did the right thing and I would do it again.
Will you stand in any future election?
No, I've reached the conclusion that after 32 years as a Member of Parliament that I don't want to spend, you know, however many productive working years I have now here, because I've really enjoyed it, it's been wonderful, but I would like now to take the experiences that I've had here into a different area, so I won't be looking to stand at the next election.
How did you hear that you lost the whip?
Well, we first heard over the weekend when we saw the news reports on Sunday to say the government had decided to make this legislative vote a vote of confidence. There was no countermanding of that, and as we got through to Tuesday, it seemed clear that that was the situation. I saw the Chief Whip during the debates when he said, regretfully, we are going to have to do this, you know. And then after the vote, I got a call from Mark Spencer, and it was confirmed.
And how did you feel at that point?
Well, in a way, you're buoyed up, in a sense, by what you're doing. The realisation hits afterwards, and maybe the realisation will hit at the weekend or next week in terms of the implications of what I've done. But at the time, you felt, fair enough. I know the rules of the House. If they make something a vote of confidence and you vote against, there are consequences. But again, you know, convinced that I was doing the right thing, fine, if that's the way you want to play it. I was more sorry, and I am more hurt for my colleagues. Your listeners will know the list of MPs who have been included in this, serious figures in the Conservative Party who've held great office. The idea that Kenneth Clark is no longer a member of the Parliamentary Conservative Party and some of the individuals on our backbenches are just makes me weep.
What do you think is going to happen now?
It's difficult to say. My sense is, as you were saying a moment ago, that if there has been an arrangement between the Labour and the Conservative parties about the measure going through, that it won't be stopped and it will go through the House of Lords. Any agreement between the Labour and Conservative parties, if that is translated into an agreement on a vote for an election, then we will have an election. Elections are, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen. You know, the Conservative Party was 24 points ahead when we started the last election campaign in 2017 and it all collapsed. Labour may be fancying their chances, they can take their fight to the people about all sorts of things, but they're confused on Brexit and Europe altogether. The Conservative Party may feel that what will inevitably be a very hard brand of Brexit in an election campaign before we leave the EU will sweep the country, because that's what they hear. You just don't know. And if I was a Brexiteer, which I'm not, but if I was a Brexiteer, I'd take the deal that's already on offer, get out, get into a transition period with Boris Johnson leading me. I'm not sure I would take the risk of an election, but I think probably if there's been an agreement between the parties, that's what we will see.
The one thing I noticed over the last number of days with the coverage and listening to all the MPs being interviewed is that I barely heard the backstop being mentioned. And that suggests perhaps that it's not really the backstop that they're opposed to at all, that it's much bigger and deeper than that.
My own view is the obsession with leaving the European Union, which has grown in the Conservative Party over the past 20 years, has now reached an almost irrational position. Your listeners may have seen the polling that was done a couple of months ago in the UK, where they asked Conservative voters what they were prepared to sacrifice just to leave, and virtually it was everything. If the economy and agriculture collapses, but we leave the EU, is it okay? And a majority said yes. If you lose the union, are you happy with this, so long as we leave the EU? And they said yes. It's become almost irrational. And here in Westminster, because the shifting goalposts have now included October the 31st, and absolutely that's the bottom line, then they'll do almost anything to do that. Now, to that extent, what we're negotiating about to try and leave as well as we can for all concerned has almost become an irrelevance. And my particular hurt on behalf of Ireland is I'm aware of how this affects Ireland. And I think my colleagues have been incredibly careless and have felt that the issues surrounding the border, whether it's trade or whether it's fear of troubles returning, has been seen as part of a political game being played by the European Union and by Irish politicians, instead of something fundamental that affects people because of a decision that we've made that Ireland had no say upon. And that's made me particularly upset, which is why I mentioned it yesterday.
We're grateful to you joining us here on Abington Green this morning. Alistair Burt, thank you very much indeed. More from us here in Westminster.